Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa patuloy na balita, kaugnay ng pagbawal ng Facebook ng mga news feed sa kanilang social media platform, ayon sa mga tagapagtaguyod ng mga multikultural na komunidad, ang naging desisyon ng Facebook na ipagbawal o i-block ang mga news sharing at posts sa Australia ay maaaring makakaapekto o makakapinsala sa mga migrante. Ito'y kaugnay ng nalalapit na pagpapabakuna sa buong Australia kung saan naharap na sa pag-aalinlangan ng maraming mamamayan at pagtaas ng antas ng paglimbag ng mga maling impormasyon. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Nabin Biwa Kwan at Rashinda Yusufzai na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Bilang chair ng Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, naging layunin ni Mary Patetsos na tulungan ang mga migranteng komunidad na maghanda para sa nalalapit na mass vaccination program sa darating na Lunes, 22 ng Pebrero.
People need to make an informed decision, consent to vaccination. And vaccination is one of our weapons to fight COVID. It's not the only one because we still need to maintain social and public hygiene, but rolling out the vaccination program to our community and making sure that they're confident in that vaccination program and in the vaccine is a really important job for all of us.
Naapektuhan ng desisyon ng Facebook na iban ang mga pag-share o post ng mga balita sa Australia ay ang ilang mga grupong D-News agency kasama ang mga government health websites at mga community groups. Ani Mary Patetsos, mali ang timing ng desisyon.
In many respects, it's those people that, young people in particular, and middle-aged people who are using Facebook more than older people, so when they're able to communicate to older people in our communities who otherwise may not get information quickly enough. It's absolutely critical that any information that goes out to communities is accurate. Any information that goes out that's inaccurate, we have to work very hard to undo.
Hinaharap o itinatangi ng koalisyon ng public health groups at technology experts Reset Australia ang maling impormasyon sa mga social media platform. At ayon sa Executive Director ng Reset Australia, Chris Cooper, ang naging desisyon ng Facebook ay magbibigay daan sa paglaganap ng maling impormasyon.
We've seen rising vaccine hesitancy in Australia over the last 12 months, and we know that part of that is due to the role of misinformation on social media platforms and the echo chambers that the algorithm of those platforms trap people into. And so this is likely to make that worse. It couldn't have come at a worse time for the rollout of the vaccine. And Facebook should be thinking about that and the impact on the Australian public. But certainly this would remove any shred of social license that the company has to make such reckless decisions at a time like this.
Naglabas naman ang pahayag ng Facebook kung saan sinaad nito na di nagbabago ang layunin nitong labanan ng pagkalat ng maling impormasyon.
We are directing people to authoritative health information and notifying them of new updates via our COVID-19 information centre. We're also continuing our third-party fact-checking partnerships with AAP and AFP News Agency, who review content and debunk false claims online.
Yan ang pahayag na binasa ng Facebook. Sa susunod na mga linggo, nakatakdang ilabas ng mga kumpanya ang kanilang strategiya kung paano nito haharapin ang pagkalat ng maling impormasyon. Ayon kay Chris Cooper ng Reset Australia, hindi sapat ang mga nakita niyang mahakbang nitong nakaraan.
The voluntary code was developed by industry itself. The consultation process has been a joke, to say the least, and there's very little in there that lays out how it would be enforced or really responds to any of the views or viewpoints of civil society actors, researchers and academics who have been speaking about this for a long time. It's largely a delay tactic, which we think will see the voluntary code be enacted, completely fail, and then we will move towards something that's more mandatory. In the meantime, that's months or years, and the Australian public loses out that whole time.
Ayon naman kay Dr. Timothy Graham, Senior Lecturer ng Digital Media at Communication sa Queensland University of Technology, may mga source na questionable ang kredibilidad ang kinukuha na ang oportunidad ng pagkawala ng mga ahensya ng news sa social media platform.
Rebel News, the commentary website, the far right, you know, or conservative commentary website that Avi Yemini writes for, it was still active, right? And I'm not sure what the status of it is now. So, you know, I think the logical consequence of all of this is that it will skew upwards the illegitimate or disreputable or problematic sources.
Ay naman kay Belinda Bonne, Senior Lecturer para Media at Communications sa Swinburne University of Technology sa Melbourne, ito'y may malaking implikasyon para sa demokrasya at tiwala sa mga institusyon.
The ability for Australians to access fact-check and current information is very important to our democracy and our ability to make informed decisions. So Facebook coming out like this and censoring news content is, I think, a direct attack on democracy.
Upang maging updated sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa coronavirus sa wikang Filipino, magtungo sa aming website, sbs.com.au/filipino/coronavirus-updates.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.